Captain Jack and the Pirates by Peter Bentley and Helen Oxenberry. Jack, Zack, and Casper, brave mariners three, were building a galleon down by the sea. Up rose the sides and the stern and the bow. Zack, the ship's bosun, worked hard on the prow. A stick for the mainmast and one for the yard. Tying the two sticks together was hard. A shirt and a bib, an inflatable ring. For cannons, three buckets were just the right thing. And there stood the galleon, fit for the fray, as brave Captain Jack ordered, "Anchors away!" They hoisted the mainsail, the flag was unfurled, and Jack and his pirates set off round the world. Through oceans unknown, many miles from the land, sailed swashbuckling Jack and his buccaneer band. "Ahoy, men!" cried Jack with a chortle of pleasure. "An enemy pirate ship, laden with treasure! Steer a course after them, good bosun Zack." And Zack answered brightly, "Aye, aye, Captain Jack!" "Casper, take care of the cannons," Jack said. "Look sharp in the crow's nest, cabin boy Ted." As they closed in, every man did his duty, hungry for glory and enemy booty. Arr! Their proud pirate flag fluttered high in the breeze, and then the ship sailed into stormier seas. The wind became stronger. "Hold on to the sail," cried Jack as they battled a tropical gale. Down came the rain as the hurricane roared. Down came the sail, and then... man overboard! The sides of the galleon started to slip. "Quick," cried the captain, "abandon the ship!" Jack and his shipmates all struggled ashore. "We're marooned on an island," he cried. "Let's explore." Those enemy pirates were shipwrecked here too. "Let's hunt for their treasure," said Jack to his crew. "Casper, stay here while we see what we find," said Zack, "just in case we're attacked from behind." The captain and bosun spied out the view, and then a loud voice cried out, "Jack, is that you?" "The enemy pirates," hissed Jack to his mate. "We must rescue Casper before it's too late." They ran down the hill, and Jack cried, "Oh-ho! Brave little Casper has seen off the foe. And look, here's their hideout," Jack hollered with joy. "The pirates have fled, lads, and... treasure ahoy!" Jack and his shipmates all gasped in delight as they hungrily stared at the glorious sight. "Right, let's divide up our booty," said Jack. "Caught you," a voice cried. The pirates were back. There was no point in struggling. Their hopes were all wrecked. Jack sighed. "Now we'll all walk the plank, I expect." But those pirates were friendly. They shared out their treasure and added three ice creams. Just for good measure.